I've often thought that one of the difficult parts about being Catholic is the fact that our faith is in some ways very complex. You know, we have 2,000 years of history. We have 2,000 years of reflection on the Word of God. And sometimes, in order to understand it, it can become rather difficult. And one can, in truth, spend their whole life just studying our faith and still not come to the fullness of the tradition that we have. Given its complexity, it's good sometimes to find something that kind of puts it in a nutshell. And I think the second reading today, in a way, does that for us. We go to St. Paul. He brings out the basic truths of our faith. He says, "For just as in Adam, all die." Paul there is talking about our concept, our doctrine of original sin. That all of us somehow have died through the sin of Adam. Then he goes on, "So too in Christ shall all be brought to life. We have died through Adam, but through the obedience of Christ Jesus," Paul is telling us, "we come to the fullness of life." A little later, he talks about those who belong to Christ. How do we belong to Him? Well, it begins in our baptism. Through faith in Christ and through baptism, we become members of Christ's body. We belong to Him. And then he goes on. He talks about how at the end, Christ will hand over the kingdom to His God and Father. If we have belonged to Him, if we stay united to Him, then at the end of time, He will gather all of us together who are His, and He will present us to His Father so that we can live forever in the Father's presence. Now, belonging to Him is far more than just being baptized. Belonging to Him is far more than just saying, "I'm Christian" or "I'm Catholic." Belonging to Him is a way of life. It is to believe in Him so deeply, so firmly, that it changes the way I live. That I live no longer as the world would have me live, but I put my faith in the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and especially in His command of love of neighbor. And I live my life by that rule. We deepen our belonging to Him through prayer. We deepen our belonging to Him through the way we serve one another, especially the poorest. We deepen our belonging to Him by gathering together as members of His body to worship. We deepen our belonging to Him by sharing in the very gift of His body and blood when we come to the Eucharist. In truth, that is the project of our lives as Christians, to deepen our oneness with the Lord Jesus Christ so that He can gather us together and present us as His gift to His Father. And we can live forever then in the presence of our God and Father. We celebrate today the feast of Christ the King. How did he manifest himself as king? It wasn't by his army. It wasn't by his political power. It wasn't by the wealth that he possessed. But it was very differently. If we go to the first reading, it presents the Lord as shepherd, gathering his lost sheep, binding up his wounded sheep, healing his sick sheep. He was king by pouring himself out in service. We see that reinforced in the gospel reading, that we who are members of his must, if we are truly members, feed the hungry, give thirst to the drinking, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the sick and the imprisoned. He is telling us that if we are members of him, we imitate his way of serving, his way of pouring himself out. Last week, I spoke about giving. And this is the giving that is truly important. It's not just our giving of material things, but it is the giving of our very selves. Because when we serve one another, especially when we serve the poorest among us, the neediest among us, we are truly giving of ourselves. Just as he gave of himself, gave of himself that led him to the cross, he invites each and every one of us to give of ourselves, to pour ourselves out. The more fully we can do that, the more fully we can do that for love of him, the more completely we become one with him, the more fully we can share his life in the kingdom of our Father.